So, you did open up presents last night. What do you do today, you and Joe? It's just you two in an apartment all day. What do you do?
Well, it's tough because traditionally what we do is my parents come over and Joe's nephew comes over, and then any stragglers who are in town who didn't go away for the holidays, they come over, and I usually do a traditional Italian Christmas. I make lasagna.
You smack meatballs, the parents around. You smack the kids around.
Right. That's right. Like, oh, let's add some for you.
We clean our guns. We smoke around the table. We drink Budweiser, and we yell and we curse. It's typical. Is that not a typical Italian family?
We threaten each Christmas. Other, and my mother goes,
yeah.
And I go, Ma, how could you possibly do that, Ma?
But I love you, Ma. Why can't you grow up to be like your brother?
That's the typical.
You're not my son. Yeah.
And everybody's yelling Frank, and everybody's turning around. Why?
My favorite, like, the years that every once in a while somebody will forget somebody died. And they'll be like, is Uncle Bernie coming? I'm like, that would be a miracle.
Come on.
If Bernard shows up here, I would. That would be.
Now you're making Ma cry. I got to smack you.
Oh, now we each got to remember that Bernard is not with us anymore. Yeah. So I normally do a traditional all Italian food, like anything you could possibly think of, the Italian food, every cliche food you could think of. But this year, it's just my boyfriend and I, and I make pizza from scratch, and he really likes my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent all day making, I had to make two kinds of dough because, you know, now that I'm gluten-free because of the celiacs, I can't eat what he eats. So today I made two different sauces. I made his sauce and I made the gluten-free sauce.
He can eat the gluten-free pizza. It tastes the same.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I mean, and he really likes the pizza I make, and it's really specific. So screw it. I made his dough and I made my dough, and I made his sauce and I made my sauce. So, so the sauce just got done cooking. It's been like cooking since this morning. The dough has to prove and, you know, rise and whatever. So it's ready to go. They're both ready to go for dinner tonight.
Oh, so you haven't even made dinner yet?
Nope, not yet.
We do
a late dinner on Christmas when we're together alone.
So did you sit around watching Christmas movies all day, or did you go the total opposite?
We started watching Christmas movies, but, you know, we've seen them all. We get bored. What happens is, so, like, we'll put on Elf. And you start getting into it, and then, like, somebody will hit you up on your phone, you'll start texting, and then you'll want something from the kitchen, and then a dog will bark. Oh, we gotta take the dogs out. So next thing you know, it takes all day to watch a movie at my house, especially with all these dogs here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, theoretically, we started watching Christmas movies. We just didn't get very far.
Yeah, I finally turned on Wonder Woman. Well, not finally turned on. It came out today. Wonder Woman 84.
Uh-huh.
And I still have yet to see the first one. So I think I missed some things in this one.
Right.
And it's a 3.5-hour movie.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. That's crazy.
Is it on Disney Plus? Where is it?
It is on HBO Max.
Oh, great. Okay, we have that.
And the one thing I did learn from Wonder Woman is Gal Gadot is super attractive.
You're just learning this about her?
Yeah, you have to watch her for 3.5 hours. She's not bad to look at.
You know, she's gorgeous, and she's age appropriate for you for a change. So it's somebody you can lust after, and I won't get grossed out.
Oh, I can? Okay.
Yeah.
She might move ahead of Jennifer Aniston now. I don't know. She's got that accent. I'll take that back.
Right. Yeah. She's Israeli. Accent. Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah. But no, not a bad movie. Very long. I don't know why they couldn't cut an hour out and put an hour on the floor and make it a 2.5-hour movie, but 3.5 hours.
Because they paid for it. That's why. Because it's so much CGI. You know, once you pay for that, once you pay for all the, not just the CGI, but, you know, you hire all the stunt people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you put all that together, and you've paid for all that. So you're not going to cut that out. I mean, it costs you so much money.
I just love that there's a woman superhero, and her one power is making men tell the truth. You tie up men and make them and force them to tell the truth. That's
it
the
is
one.
That's why we love her. It is the greatest superpower ever. I mean, as a woman, what else would you want?
Yeah, to fly, to be invisible. No, you want Screw men that. To tell the truth as you tie them up.
That is the only superpower that has any value.
I just think that's hilarious. How about flying? No.
Visible? No. Don't care.
No. How about running super duper fast? No. I just want to make guys force them to tell me where they were last night. Where were you last night? I was hanging out with Billy. Wraps you up in a... damn it.
Do you think my sister's hot? Wait, hang on. Let me get the lasso. Now, do you think my sister's hot?
Oh, damn you and your lasso. That's why she doesn't have a boyfriend. Because one night stand is fine, but a boyfriend, no, you can't have that. You can't even walk out to get her breakfast in the morning. When you come back, she's going to be like, where were you? Tie you up. Where were you at now?
And the worst is, like, if you ever want to have a surprise party for her, you could never. You can't even do something special for her.
Would you tie your boyfriend up every night that he got home?
Yes.
Honey, how was your day? Oh, wait, let me grab something.
Let me grab the lasso.
Now, how was your day?